Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. So we're going to do our usual first segment, COVID-19 update. So what's the big news in Indiana, Dr. Prather?
Well, we are making progress. Things have really come about, and Governor Holcomb has announced that on April 6th, that the statewide mask mandate is going to be gone.
Woohoo!
And all business restrictions are gone.
And what do you mean by business restrictions?
Well, like the restaurants, you know, every other seat, six feet apart, all those types of things, all those mandates statewide are gone. Now, local municipalities, things like that, might require it. Certain businesses might still require it. But there is no, shall I say, governmental state backup on that.
Okay.
So if a place chooses to, they can actually, ignore it completely.
Okay. And this is starts?
April 6th.
April 6th. No mask mandate.
No mask mandate.
Yeah, we were ordering new shirts for our staff and mask, and I just canceled them.
The mask. That's good.
Saved us some money.
Oh, there you go.
How is the vaccine rollout coming?
Well, one of the things is that in Indiana, it's actually going amazingly well. Indiana is the third most vaccinated state in the country.
The third most. Wow.
Third most. So, and we've got quite a supply here. March 31st, vaccines are open for everyone 16 and older because we have a very, very excellent supply here in Indiana. They've done a very good job. Hospitalization, one thing that's also good news is hospitalizations and deaths are down
80%. 80%, 80. 80. That's wonderful news.
Yeah, isn't that fantastic?
Yeah, so Indiana's doing good.
Indiana's doing fantastic. It won't be too long until, you know, we actually hit the 80% on vaccinations. We've already hit that in the ages 65 and older. So, again, we're doing excellent. Everybody's feeling confident about things, and hopefully we've turned the corner on the whole thing.
Yeah, this is a lot of good news.
A lot of good news.
Will the U.S. have enough vaccines to meet the needs of Americans?
Yes. Matter of fact, we're probably going to have an oversupply. So we should be able to hit every single American and then, again, a whole nother group on that. So one of the things that they're looking at is how they're going to get those to other countries.
To help other countries.
Help other countries. The United States is going to be one of the first countries that's fully vaccinated, so we've done very well.
Now, are some Americans choosing not to get the vaccine?
Yeah, there are 30% of the American population that say they're not going to get the vaccination.
30%.
Okay. At this time, they might change their minds. A lot of people are saying, hey, I'm going to wait and see. One of the things that's very true, if you've already had the COVID-19, you know, the requirement, you know, actually getting it is kind of a situation where it really probably isn't that necessary. You know, so it's okay for a lot of those people to wait. A lot of people have, you know, they said, well, if I haven't caught it now, I'm probably not going to catch it, you know, because of all the exposure they've had. But again, it's a little bit of skepticism. Just a idea of let me see how everything goes before I actually go ahead and get it.
Yeah, some people are just like, wait and see.
Wait and see. They don't see a big rush for themselves. One of the big things is looking at your risk factor and making decisions accordingly. But that is something that 30% of the population right now say that they won't get it. But with the number that probably already had it, the number that are getting vaccinated, we should easily hit the 80% mark where we actually have a situation where we have a herd immunity. And everybody agrees if you get either vaccinated or have it and you hit that 80%, you got herd immunity and the disease should go away.
Yeah, that's what we've been waiting for.
Might
we go to half-dose vaccines?
A very interesting thing on that. They were trying it out because there were some people who were at risk especially for the Pfizer and the Moderna. vaccination, that they were having some reactions. So some of the older people, what they did was they did a half dose on that, mm-hmm. just to see how that would check out and make sure that they were okay on that. Because there has been some question about reactions. There is still, you know, deaths that they're actually looking into to see if there was some issues that were going on. And our last program, we actually talked about the
vaccination. Yeah, our last radio show. Yeah, we've gotten a lot of feedback,
lot of good feedback on that. So any type of vaccination, you've got risks. Mm-hmm. So, you know, being aware of that and taking precautions. So what they did is a half dosage on that. And check to see what the reaction was. And interestingly enough, there was actually a stronger immune response with the half dose than with the full dose. And it gives the chances of having a negative reaction are cut in half.
Wow. That's
so
interesting.
I know, it's very fascinating. Uh-huh. So they're actually, you know, Fauci sit there and he came out and said, you know, this looks like we should actually investigate this. Because if you're getting better immune response with half the risk, then it might even be more than that. Uh-huh. Sounds like too good to be true.
Right.
You know, and there's a lot of good things. I mean, this vaccination definitely has proven to boost the immune response. There's no doubt that these vaccinations are working on the COVID-19. Mm-hmm. Now, they're also finding that they are working on the UK variant.
Okay, they are.
They are. So that is new research there for a while. They were saying that they didn't think so. But definitely the Brazilian, and it doesn't look like the South African one, that they're as effective, but it does seem to work not as well, but still has some effect on it. Mm-hmm. You know, the Johnson & Johnson actually does better with it. But we're hopeful that as they do further research, that the Brazilian and the South African might show up fine. But right now, the UK variant, which is hitting the United States, does seem to be very responsive to the vaccinations. So, again, good news, mm-hmm. because it's the UK variant that's kind of hit the United States.
Right.
So.
Now, there was some news. You know, what happened to Texas Roadhouse CEO, Kent Taylor?
This is a really sad thing because he's mm-hmm. really quite a humanitarian and an amazing man. Who has really accomplished a lot in his life. Mm-hmm. And he had post-COVID-19 symptoms on that he just couldn't get rid of. Mm-hmm. He had terrible tinnitus, which if you've ever had that, can cause a real discomfort mm-hmm. that's very hard to get away from. And it was really bad on him. He had a lot of other different types of symptoms, but he did commit suicide because of that.
Mm-hmm. He had COVID.
He had COVID-19, which really, I think he had some symptoms beforehand, but it really exacerbated, which is a very big thing. Mm-hmm. One of the things is that is something that we're treating quite a few patients with post-COVID symptoms mm-hmm. and having really, really excellent results. So this is something that, you know, I wish that he could have gotten to a good structure function doctor mm-hmm. and gotten some care along those lines to actually mm-hmm. get that under control. Mm-hmm. You know, you look at the vitamin D, the zinc levels, you boost, you know, the immune system, hit a lot of those different types of things, do some work, a lot of TMJ work, and then also neck work actually helps out quite a bit with tinnitus. Mm-hmm. We've got quite a few patients right now who are suffering with that post-COVID-19. With some really excellent results, but it was a shame that he couldn't find that kind of help. Mm-hmm. And for those who have had that, it's understandable. I mean, a lot of them have sit there and say, hey, if I don't get some relief, mm-hmm. I don't know if I want to keep living.
You know, we need to do, I don't think we've ever done a show on tinnitus. That would be a good show.
That
to
would
do.
Be an excellent show.
Okay, show idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sad news. Before we close this segment and go on, but there's good news from Krispy Kreme.
Oh, this is very important.
The Krispy Kreme news.
The Krispy Kreme news is just really takes the cake. There, shall I say, takes the donut. But Krispy Kreme is handing out free donuts if you show proof of a vaccination.
Again, free donut.
You get a free donut. not All donuts. Right. Donut. So very important news for those who have your card. And find your nearest Krispy Kreme.
And don't borrow someone's car.
No, that's cheating. And, you know, that's a good goodwill, faith type of thing that they're doing. And I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Prather. When we come back, we're going to talk about when should you see your chiropractor.
Sounds good.
We'll be right back.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
The Voice of Health Wellness Tip featuring Rapid Release Technology. Yeah, we're going to talk about this rapid release technology, or RRT. It's our secret weapon, like to say. It's non-surgical, drug-free treatment option.
Sure.
It's FDA-registered high-speed vibration device. It was developed in 2010.
Actually by a chiropractor.
It's a pioneered high-speed vibration therapy. It's focused on the relief of soft tissue problems affecting nerves, muscles, tendons, and ligaments.
There's a lot of different ways that you can get adhesions and scar tissue and different things released. A lot of it can actually be very painful to achieve. And it's one of the things that is not well treated at all in the disease care model up until this point. What they were able to do is come up with a concept of a vibrational instead of a mechanical. It's vibrating at a frequency that they found breaks up tissue that is abnormal. So it actually starts to change it, melt it away. When it does that, then allows the body to go in there and lay down normal tissue that is fully functioning. The good illustration on that is an opera singer who can sing, and you've got that fine crystal starts to vibrate. And it vibrates at a higher frequency, even to the point where it can even crack. What you're doing with this rapid release is you're creating a vibration, and that doesn't harm normal tissue. As a matter of fact, it actually heals it, gets more circulation, and makes it better functioning. But abnormal tissue, it actually breaks up, and then it helps the body to dissipate it.
Relax muscles and release aches, pains, and tension through rapid-release high-speed vibration therapy. Experience the benefits of rapid-release therapy by scheduling an appointment at the Prather Practice. And to purchase your own, go to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Click on the rapid-release banner and enter code PRATHER for a $100 discount available to the Voice of Health Radio listeners.
A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at DTSweightlossCenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health Radio Show and you'll receive a free initial consultation plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed.
Ah! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
Well, we're going to talk now about when should someone see a chiropractor.
Correct.
If they don't have a chiropractor. You are a licensed chiropractor.
I am.
You're in the state of Indiana, also a licensed acupuncturist.
Certainly.
And have your diplomat in internal diagnostics. Mm-hmm. Those are some of your credentials. I know you have more. They're on our website. But what does a chiropractor do?
Good question. Chiropractors, the main philosophy behind that is we bring the spine, skeletal structure back into homeostasis. Again, we talk about homeostasis quite a bit. Homeostasis is balance. There is a perfect point where the skeletal structure should reside, where it's an optimal, and that has a big effect on the nervous system. That's the philosophy behind it. And there are two things that control the body, tells the body what to do, the nervous system and the endocrine system. So what we always tell people when people come in and we're trying to get them healthier, the first thing we always say is we need to make sure your nervous system is working right and your endocrine system is working right. And the best way to get the nervous system working correctly is by putting the skeletal structure into balance, proper position, or homeostasis. And it has a big effect on how the body works.
Well, and the nervous system goes through...
It controls everything.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, the nervous system is probably even controls the endocrine system. So nervous system has to be first, endocrine system usually second to really get things working correctly.
Yeah. And to me, you know, some people think you as bone doctors. I think of you more nervous system doctors.
We're really more interested in the nervous system because of the greater overall effect on the body. The skeletal alignment is only applicable where it affects the nervous system.
So how does this fit into structure function care that we talk about?
Sure. And the big thing is that it is structure function care. And chiropractic is absolutely essential for the structure. If you don't have chiropractic, you don't have structural care. And you as a rehab specialist, occupational therapist, know what a difference it makes to with your rehab, the results of the patient, if we can get their spine aligned first.
Oh, big difference.
It just really sets the tone for everything else, makes everything else work better. And one of the things on the... structure affects function and function affects structure. So, like I was telling a patient, the two things that she came in complaining about was her atlas, because she knew that that was out.
And the atlas is the first vertebrae.
First vertebrae right underneath the skull. And then also her thyroid was the other thing that she was complaining about, which, of course, is nervous system and then endocrine system. And I was telling her, you know, we have to really, you know, get both of those working correctly, because the atlas being out will affect the thyroid, and the thyroid being a problem actually affects the atlas. Because if you don't get the thyroid under control, there's a feedback, and it puts pressure on the nervous system and will actually cause a misalignment. So, they're interchangeable. And it's a synergy, and synergy always works better than just working on one thing. So, and that's when you're dealing with medicine, it's best to think of it in separate types of areas. You know, you got a cardiologist, you have a liver doctor, someone who's looking at that. You've got GI, you've got oncology, and all those things are best done in the disease care model, in a separate type of category.
Right.
But when you're looking at structure function care, you have to look at the whole body to actually be able to do this type of care well and effectively.
Looking at how they all work together.
Yes. Working as a specialist within structure function doesn't really work.
So how important is the structure part of structure function care?
Ah, that's a real good question. One of the things, there was something called the Chicago Blue Cross Blue Shield study, where they took a large segment of the population, and chiropractors were their primary care physicians, where they were working on structure function care, combining that, and it had a huge effect on the overall outcome. There was a 60, over 10 years, there was a 60% savings on cost. There was 85% better outcome. So there was a tremendous amount going on with that. And functional doctors came along and said, well, we can do the same thing. So they tried them, just the functional, not the structural. And it didn't have any, it didn't have the savings. Didn't have the better outcomes. No. Yeah, you have to really get the results. The key that I always say, because there's a lot of there's a lot of doctors who are doing functional medicine. Mm-hmm. But if you don't also do the structural, you're not going to get the same results. Now, if you're doing just structural, you're not going to get the health benefits as if you're also doing the functional. You have to combine the structure, function, care to be able to get the really amazing results. And that's why we combine structure, function within our office to get a higher level of care and a higher level of results. And that's what really separates us.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about chiropractic care. How important was chiropractic care in your own health issues?
Well, that was really the biggest key. Mm-hmm. I had Graves' disease.
Which is low thyroid.
Which is a hyperthyroid.
Or hyperthyroid, sorry.
Autoimmune hyperthyroid. Mm-hmm. And it also affects my parathyroid, which was causing a lot of different types of mineral imbalances. In other words, it was life-threatening.
And how old were you at the time?
It started when I was 14 and went until I was 19, okay, when I actually got that solved. Mm-hmm. And I got that solved through a combination of structure function care. But the thing that really set it off that was absolutely critical was an adjustment on the Atlas, that very specific one, that allowed me to break through and really get changes in my health that was really dramatic. Mm-hmm. So on a personal level, I realized just how important that is, along with everything else, but really nothing would have gotten better unless I had gotten that Atlas set.
And I think you're understating it. I mean, it saved your life.
It saved my life. Mm-hmm. There's just no doubt about it. And I've had so many patients who said and I always say that the Atlas is the biggest key, the one thing that you can do, mm-hmm, to make a difference in someone's health is that Atlas adjustment, mm-hmm, chiropractic adjustment.
Right. Yeah, because you felt like you were going to die. Here's, you know, your
14 to 19. Oh, no, told me I was going. I didn't feel it. The doctors were saying you're going to die. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they could make some corrections and things like that, but it wasn't going to change what had happened to my body from as a result of the Graves' disease. Mm-hmm.
I think after you had that Atlas adjustment, didn't you sleep for hours?
Yes. When they laid me down, I fell asleep, and I felt that they had just woke me back up. Mm. As soon as I
had And how long down. Had you been asleep?
Four hours.
4 hours.
Wow. And I said, I was sleeping so well. Why did you guys wake me up so quick? I just laid down.
Taking the table.
Everybody laughed and they said, you've been on here for 4 hours. I said, oh, okay.
And that's why you got this training.
Yes.
In the Atlas Orthago.
Well, that's why I decided to get into healthcare. Mm-hmm. You know, that wasn't what I was going for in college, but I decided to switch over to healthcare. And then that's what directed me into the type of care that I do. Is
well, your grandfather, though, was a chiropractor.
He was.
And a lot of you got cousins and
right.
uncle and aunt that were chiropractors.
Right.
Yeah. Very interesting. So how critical has chiropractic been to your patient's health issues?
It really is one of the major things that has made a difference in my patients' health care. Many of them have said, you know, I've tried everything. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been to you know, Mayo. I've been to Johns Hopkins. I've been to Cleveland. I've been you know, to 4 or 5 functional, but I'm not getting where I need to be. Mm-hmm. And when we combine the structural care along with the functional, then we can really break through on what's going on in the patient. Because if you're just concentrating on one area, if you're making corrections just on the structural, the functional is going to throw the structure out. If you're making corrections on the functional, the structure's going to throw it out.
Makes sense. Yeah.
So you have to get both sides in a homeostasis to get things stabilized. Otherwise, the part that's not stable is going to destabilize everything that you've done.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes sense, and it's very practical, and it is the truth. It's just the way it works.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, when we come back, more on when should you see your chiropractor, and we're going to talk about the most important adjustment. We'll be right back.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
So my wife went and bought all the ingredients necessary for the cleanup, but she wasn't home that afternoon, so she put them all on the kitchen counter. She kept texting me. Now remember, at 3 o'clock, you're supposed to start the cleanse, you know. I'm like, yeah. I passed everything I've ever eaten in my entire life. I passed things I had only thought about eating. I passed things my neighbors had eaten. I passed a red bicycle we keep in the garage. And 1 hour later, what was coming out of me was so pure, it could be legally declared mountain spring water.
The Voice of Health Minute with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
Vitamin D has been shown to prevent cancer. Colon cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer, those are the ones that have been shown. But I think all cancers are affected by the vitamin D levels.
Can vitamin D be helpful with cardiovascular disease?
Absolutely. If the calcium phosphorus ratios are off in the system, you start to get hardening of the arteries. Vitamin D has a great deal of effect along those lines and can keep that from happening. Now, if you get too high of vitamin D, it can also cause atherosclerosis, arteriosclerosis, especially of the aorta. If you go too low, that can cause a hardening of the arteries too. If you can keep your vitamin D level up, it really seems to cut down on the number of people who develop congestive heart failure. So it's a very excellent preventative. Cardiovascular disease, number one killer. Cancer is number two.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. Are you experiencing muscle pain or tightness anywhere on your body? Try the Rapid Release Therapy Pro 2. The Pro 2 is a targeted high-speed vibration therapy device used by medical professionals to quickly relieve a wide variety of aches and pains on their patients, as well as themselves, their friends, and their families. Safe, effective, and easy to use, this professional quality medical device uses a patent treatment head with 5 built-in heads, giving you the versatility to treat small bony surfaces, such as fingers, wrists, and ankles. Powerful enough to quickly relax the tightest hips on professional athletes and everything in between. Unlike the low-speed percussive devices, rapid-release therapy delivers for sensitive areas like joints, neck, and ankles safely and comfortably, and provides the raw power your larger muscle groups need. Go to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Click on the rapid-release banner and enter code PRATHER for a $100 discount for the Voice of Health Radio listeners.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you. No pills gonna kill my
head. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
We're talking today about when should you see your chiropractor, and I'm looking at mine right now. You're my favorite chiropractor.
Oh, thank you.
And for the listeners out there that don't know, we're married. 29 years.
So we hope, you know, I'm your favorite chiropractor.
Right? Yeah. You know me like no other chiropractor. All right.
Makes me feel better.
So, Dr. Prather, what adjustment is the most important to the health of the body?
Well, you know, as I decided to get into this, I went around and I asked the best chiropractors around, mm-hmm. what is the most important adjustment in the human body? And they all said, well, the atlas by far. It is right there at the brainstem. It controls the autonomic nervous system. If that's off, then there's really, you know, everything's going to not be working correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So without a doubt, every single chiropractor said the Atlas is the most important adjustment that you can possibly do. That was also reiterated by B.J. Palmer,
founder
of chiropractic, mm-hmm. said the Atlas is the key. As you go around to all the people who were major players in chiropractic, the names who actually invented all the techniques, each one of them said, you know, asked them what was the most important, and they all said the Atlas.
Mm-hmm.
So
and why? Why is the Atlas, you know, adjusting the Atlas the most important?
It is a freely movable vertebrae.
Mm-hmm.
It can be to allow the head to move around like it is, but it's right at the most critical area of the body.
And didn't you say once that you can, if you put that vertebrae on, you could blow it off?
A dried Atlas?
Yeah.
You can actually put it on your hand and blow it off
mm-hmm.
with your breath.
Wow.
I've actually done that before, shown people.
And it holds the head up.
And it holds the head up.
Wow.
And it's real tiny. And the area of the brain that controls all of your heart, your digestive system, lungs, all the autonomic, all the things that you don't think about
mm-hmm.
is right there.
And, you know, in your own practice and just in general, what percentage of people need their Atlas aligned?
Well, as we've done studies, not everybody has an Atlas misalignment,
mm-hmm.
but it's 80%
of
everybody walks around.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes we'll be somewhere where there's a crowd and we can, you can pick them out.
Yeah, especially. I can look at them and say, well, I mean, the real, you know, the ones that are like, woo.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could go up and tell that guy that he needs his Atlas put back into place.
Mm-hmm.
I have done that a few times.
Well, what is the most difficult adjustment to make to the spine?
That was my second question. And without a doubt, every single person sit there that I, you know, that was in the chiropractic said the Atlas is the most difficult.
If it's going to be most important, it's going to be the most difficult.
It's too. Also the most difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So it is something that a lot of chiropractors have wrestled with on how to do it. A lot of different types of techniques have looked at that, and the Atlas is a complicated adjustment, far more than any other type of vertebrae. It can go out in many different types of directions and ways, and really, it is millimeters that you're talking about.
Millimeters.
That makes a difference on how everything functions that's associated with that.
So you were adjusted this way, it changed your life.
Yes.
And then you went around and asked the best chiropractors.
I went around and said, who is the best at doing this? And everybody said Dr. Roy Sweat down in Atlanta. Who's still alive.
He's 90, still adjusted.
94.
94, yeah.
And he still sees 30 patients a day.
Mm-hmm.
And he is quite amazing individual, as you can well understand.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying that that's the, if you want to go and find out all the top guys, that's who they go to.
So this technique, and you're board certified in this technique, the only board certified here in the state of Indiana, the Atlas Orthogonal Technique. And orthogonal, well, what is the Atlas Orthogonal Technique?
Well, you've got the Atlas,
yeah,
which you, we talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then orthogonal means at right angles. Basically, it means that it's structurally in homeostasis.
Okay, gotcha.
Orthogonal is a mathematical term meaning a balance where you have equal sides in four different directions. And that is basically what they were trying to get across, is that we are putting that that Atlas in exactly the correct position where it has optimal performance and optimal neurological integrity.
And that, so the Atlas Orthogonal Technique is what you learned.
And that's what I learned.
It wasn't easy.
No, it was 3 years of internship
mm-hmm.
To really get that down.
After your schooling.
Yeah. Actually, I did it while I was going through school, okay. And then a year afterwards. But it was well worth it. Mm-hmm. But it does require quite a bit of training. It's not an easy technique to learn. That's why we don't have as many as we should. But definitely, if you're trying to have the best outcome for your patients, the upper cervical technique is absolutely critical, and the atlas orthogonal is the one that I feel is the best program out
and
there.
And why is it recommended?
It is recommended quite a bit. Now, one of the things is that there are quite a few different types of techniques out there. Mm. So there are 40 recognized different types of techniques.
Chiropractic techniques.
Chiropractic techniques recognized by the American Chiropractic Association. But there are, actually, we've done a study, and there's almost like 400 different types of techniques.
Wow.
Systems of adjustment.
So if you go to one chiropractor, the technique will be different.
Could be different than mm-hmm. another.
Mm-hmm.
But there are certain ones that are the largest ones.
What is the most common technique?
Well, the most common technique is something called diversified. And diversified has a different philosophy. What they do is they believe in a mobilization of the spine. And it was first coined by Dr. Gregory, who was a medical doctor, who studied under D.D. Palmer, and then was involved in starting some chiropractic schools. And he disagreed with the idea of taking something to a perfect position, where you're actually trying to find homeostasis of alignment.
Mm-hmm.
He felt it didn't matter as long as the spine was mobile.
Oh, okay.
So he believed in mobilization and not alignment, which I disagree with.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier to learn. It's a more popular type of technique, and it helps to, it's something that people need to keep coming back for, because you're always constantly trying to mobilize and not stabilize. Mm-hmm. 80% of all chiropractors do the mobilization technique, 20% do more of an alignment philosophy.
Now, and you're in that 20%.
I'm in that 20%.
Mm-hmm.
In that 20%, there's a lot of different other techniques. There's the Gonstead technique, sacro-occipital technique. There's the activator technique are some of the more common ones. Mm. What is interesting about all these other major techniques that believe in the alignment, as they have gone through, they have all recommended and have acknowledged that the atlas orthogonal is the best for the atlas.
Mm-hmm.
So the Gonstead people have said, all the big Gonstead guys went to Dr. Sweat to get their atlas put in. Mm-hmm. And they said, if you want to know how to put the atlas in, you also take the atlas orthogonal program along with the Gonstead for the rest of the spine.
Yeah.
Sacro-occipital technique, the same thing. Mm-hmm. Activator, they all, the heads of those techniques were coming into Dr. Sweat to get their atlas put in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they recommended. So, you know, when you have the other techniques saying, okay, you're the best at that, probably you are the best at that.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk about, too, you require x-rays for this type of atlas orthogonal adjustment, which is very gentle. And you use a gentle percussion type instrument.
Very precise.
Mm-hmm.
So x-rays have to be done very very precisely. We've got a real good x-ray tech who takes that and who gets excellent pictures for us.
And we send really those thrills. X-rays out to the top radiologists
right.
in the country. To be read and sends back a report.
Yes.
And then you analyze them
for the
adjustment.
For the adjustment. And then we set that up with the instrument, and basically people are shocked. There is no downward thrust. It's a percussion. So mm-hmm. it's a very, very gentle type of technique.
They're shocked because it's gentle.
But they can feel the results.
You said they were shocked.
Yeah, right. That's right. They were shocked because it was not that they were shocked. But they were just shocked at how well
gentle,
it worked.
Right. Yeah.
Had a gentleman who came in who had severe neurological problems just recently. And he had been to five different chiropractors, and he said, oh, no, I don't want that. Mm-hmm. I said, well, we're not going to do that. We're going to do something different. And we showed him what it was. He says, okay, I'll give it a try. I don't have anything to lose. We did it, and it was a complete turnaround. Mm-hmm. He was just amazed. And that's one of the big things that we see, is that you can feel a difference immediately, and people feel better immediately. And
well, it's your nervous system, yeah.
There's just a huge change that takes place on that. Mm-hmm. And we always tell people that they need to go home and sleep because they're going to want to. But if you're looking for some amazing types of results, then the Atlas Orthogonal really just makes all the difference.
And why do people need to sleep? What?
It's the nervous system. They're just the body's calling for the healing. Mm-hmm. Now, we do other techniques too. So within that, we have the Atlas Orthogonal for
you
the
neck. You know what? I'm going to stop you.
Okay.
Because we'll come back. When we come back, let's talk about those other techniques.
All right.
We're talking about when should you see your chiropractor. We'll be right back.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Why did you incorporate massage into your practice?
I believe that massage is an extremely important part of one's wellness, mm-hmm. Health regimen. It's something that everyone should have done at least once a month, mm-hmm. If not more often, just to maintain a good, healthy type of a program in their system. As you work with the muscles and the soft tissue, you can actually create a tremendous amount of changes that occur. There are hormonal changes, there are physiological changes on balance. It's a very important part of one's health and wellness.
Yeah, it's much more than just feeling good. Well, it feels good, yeah. It's a lot more. What types of massage services do you do at your office?
Well, interestingly enough, there are a lot of different ways that massage actually can be involved in someone's health. And people don't realize how many types of massage there actually are. Mm-hmm. There's lymphatic, there's muscle, there's deep muscle, there's reflexology, there's electromagnetic, there's neurological, there's ones that can actually wake you up, some that can relax you, some that can balance out your emotional states. So there's a tremendous amount of different types of massage that can be affected on your system.
And who would benefit from massage?
Everyone. Mm-hmm. But if you have tight muscles, and I'm sure most people out there don't, a higher than average stress level, mm-hmm. Then massage can really prolong your life, reduce your blood pressure, increase your chances of preventing cardiovascular and cancer, especially if you're in a high stress position. Definitely take the time out for massage.
Here we have member pricing for our spa services for once a month massage at $59 a month.
Wow.
Which is great.
That is good.
Our massage therapist, we have from 11 years experience to 25 years experience with our massage therapist. So, yeah. And there's nowhere else in town that you can get that kind of quality, you know, massage for that price.
It is a medical level massage at a that's a very good price.
Mm-hmm. $59.
Yeah, we also have a medical doctor on staff, nurse practitioner, chiropractic, acupuncture. We have all the diagnostics here so that, you know, you can feel very assured that you have the support, you know, of a whole healthcare professional team that is behind the massage therapist too.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
We're talking today about when should you see your chiropractor. And Dr. Prather, we were talking about the Atlas Orthogonal Adjusting, which you are board certified in, and the only one here in the state of Indiana. And you get people from all over the country.
And world.
And world, yeah, for that adjustment. Well, let's talk about, before we went to break, the different techniques, other techniques you do. You don't just do that technique.
Correct, because the Atlas Orthogonal does amazing, and there's a lot of chiropractors who only do that technique.
Yeah, and a lot of times when you get that Atlas in, it stays in a long time.
Yeah, I mean, on average, it holds at least, most people a year at least.
Yeah, I tend to need mine once a year, the Atlas adjusted.
The rest of the spine, though, we do quite a few other different types of techniques. I was also trained in Thompson, which is another technique. I was trained in Logan Basic, Activator. So we basically have about 4 to 5 techniques that we do. NEMO is NEMO is another one, which is a trigger point based type of technique. But we have 5 different techniques that we can switch around on people to see what they need. And then we utilize those, but always we check for the Atlas Orthogonal first, get that balanced out, because it makes every other technique work so much better.
Yeah, and we have an associate chiropractor in our office, Dr. Dodge, that works with you and has the same philosophy and training. So when should someone see their chiropractor or see a chiropractor if they haven't seen one?
Well, you know, it really is something that should be like an annual exam. Everybody should be checked. Even I tell moms to bring in their babies, you know, as soon as they can. I mean, with our kids, I check them out right away for an adjustment
when
as soon as
they
were born.
Yeah.
And babies are easy to adjust. What we do is we do what's called a Logan. It's a reflex type of adjustment.
Very gentle. Yeah. Our son actually had issues coming out of the birth canal.
Right.
You found that this hip was
out of place.
Out of place, yeah.
And we did that and really helped him out. So babies can be adjusted. You can. The oldest person I've adjusted is 105. We've had people with severe osteoporosis, fractures even in the spine. You can do reflex adjusting. It's very safe. And people feel much, much better afterwards. So, you know, basically at any type of a situation, you can actually do different types of adjustments to get that where it needs to be. So we really gear this towards the patient, make sure that have the adjustment appropriate for the individual, and then get that proper adjustment to make the spinal corrections and get the nervous system working right.
Yeah, and what I've always been impressed with chiropractic is how well you know the body, you know, by just feeling, touching, you know, the palpation. I've learned a lot from chiropractors. On that. So what holds people back from seeing a chiropractor?
Well, one of the things is that there's been quite a bit of issues. People have thought about the safety issues. And one is that chiropractic has the lowest
malpractice
out there. And that's because we just don't have the injuries that is normally found in a lot of different types, especially with pharmaceuticals. So chiropractic is a very safe type of technique. So that's one of the major things. One of the things that people have just said, you know, well, once you start with a chiropractor, you always have to go. And one of the things that I like to say is that, you know, in our office, we really don't find that. Because what we do is we're really looking to get the spine stabilized in a proper type of position. It's not just a mobilization type of technique, you know, where we're just trying to, you know, mobilize the spine. We're trying to get it set in the right position. And then always we do rehab with that, so that they're strengthening. We also make sure that the nutrition is up to par. And what we find is that the people that we get back into place are usually pretty stable. And don't have the reoccurring problems that are associated with that.
But it's not one and done.
It's not one and done. I mean, because really what we're looking for is to get a stabilized type of a spine. So as you put the Atlas back in, the whole spine starts to change. The body starts to change. And so we have a real good idea on how many adjustments it's going to take to get that, and we're very accurate on that.
Mm-hmm. Right. So do you adjust all the patients who come into your office?
No, we don't. Mm-hmm. We find that there are quite a few patients that, don't actually need chiropractic adjustments. Mm-hmm. You know, they're coming in. People come in for just to try to get healthier. We don't treat diseases, but people have a lot of different types of problems and realize that if they can improve their health, then as their health improves, the disease might go away.
Mm-hmm. Can chiropractic adjustments help with, you know, building the immune system, you know, help with reducing pharmaceuticals?
Absolutely. One thing that they found is that as you improve the nervous system, you know, they've seen hypertension get better, cardiovascular issues improve. You
pain.
See pain. Well, that's an obvious one.
Yeah.
Very well known that we can do wonders for pain situations. But we have people who sit there and say, since I started chiropractic, my digestive issues cleared up. Hormonal issues, big difference along those lines. Mm-hmm. And of course, what you're doing is, you know, we're not treating any of those, any diseases. But what we're doing is improving the nervous system. As they improve the nervous system, then that helps to regulate, the body can regulate itself better. And the body is really the hero. Mm-hmm. You know, when we're doing the vaccinations, you know, just as an example, the vaccinations are there to boost the immune system. Mm-hmm. But it's the immune system that's really the hero that's taking care of everything. Mm. So it's how the body, how better the body can actually work is what is the underlying goal of most of these different types of things.
Yeah, and let's talk about, you know, when people get adjusted, do they wind up holding their adjustments?
And that is one of the things that we're very proud of. Mm-hmm. We do get things very stabilized. The Atlas is one of the things that people talk about. I've had people who've been coming. Well, I had one person actually hold their adjustment 20 years. Mm-hmm. Had kept on seeing us for a lot of different types of problems, but the original Atlas thing that brought them in, that problem along those lines, were actually taken care of. Mm. And after 20 years, they came in and said, you know, I think my Atlas is out again.
Yeah. And we focus on that Atlas because you have to have that aligned, right? And then
everything else starts to work better.
And you adjust the TMJ, the jaw joint, extremities,
elbows,
toes, the feet have a lot of bones in there.
Yeah.
Lots of bones.
You know, there's a lot of articulations in the feet, knees, pelvis. So there's a lot of things that are going on. And people have injuries, accidents, things like that. Runners, you know, are constantly beating on themselves. Mm-hmm. So there's somebody who come in on a more regular basis. Because they knock themselves out of place.
Well, you even adjust the eustachian tubes.
Yes. Yeah, and we have people who just come in for that.
Uh-huh.
Which has a big effect on tinnitus.
Right.
So, and meniere's. So, yeah, I mean, as you're working with the structure of the body, the you can always improve some structural part. And so that's what you're really looking for.
Well, we have about 30 seconds. I want to make sure you want to share. You know, I know the importance that it places on your own health, the chiropractic care.
Yes. Yeah, for my own health, it's absolutely critical, something that I keep up with and make sure that's done, and also for my family. Mm-hmm. So I'm a living testimony to what chiropractic has done and what it can do for others.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather.
Thank you, Lisa. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, always enjoy doing a show on this, especially the Atlas Orthogonal.
Absolutely.
Because of the life changes I've seen. Office. Thank you, Dr. Prather.
Thank you.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.